We're very proud of our former Fiji citizens who left this country after the 1987 coup, after 2000 coup, and after 2006 coup. They have done very well economically, socially, and Australia is a great country which has provided them with the opportunity to innovate, to become entrepreneurs, to find good jobs, and they've been able to do so in an environment of genuine democracy, freedom of media, and freedom of association, and all the rest of the good things that Australia has provided to them. And therefore, they have been very good ambassadors for Fiji. The third thing that I said to them is that their contribution to Fiji has been great in the form of remittances, their help to their families, friends and members of the society from which they went to Australia. But I also reminded them that in Fiji, you know, we are still struggling to achieve genuine democracy, and they must not lose sight of the fact that we have still a lot of hurdles to pass through in terms of achieving genuine democracy, freedom of the media, freedom of association, and the fact that many of our people in this country still have a lot of problems with respect to unemployment, poverty, and so my message to the people in Australia from Fiji who've done so well is not to forget the situation in Fiji as well.
The fact that you, an opposition party leader, were invited to the opening of this Hindu temple in Australia, coming just a couple of weeks after Fiji Day, where the Prime Minister, Frank Bainimarama, was welcomed, and that was shown as a sign that a lot of the Fijian community overseas support him. Is there any significance in the fact that you, an opposition person, were invited just a couple of weeks later?
Well, I think the people there genuinely want Fiji to do well. They want Fiji to be a genuine democracy. They want Fiji to progress economically and socially. And I think their interest is a genuine one about improving the conditions and the quality of life of people in Fiji. And I think that is why they feel that they need to interact with politicians and leaders of all different persuasions. And I think my invitation there by a group of genuinely concerned people, I think, reflects that very positive attitude towards Fiji and how to help Fiji to achieve a genuine democracy.
Fijian communities overseas in countries like Australia and New Zealand are very economically important. They send a lot of money back in the form of remittances. Do they have any political significance, though? Do they have any effect on politics in Fiji?
Well, I think, Bruce, you're right. They obviously are a very important group of people who send remittances, who are genuinely wanting to invest in this country, and that is a very positive thing. But they also are interested in politics. They are interested in ensuring that there is stability, because many of them who left the shores of Fiji were victims of the coups in 87, in 2000, and many who left after 2006 coup have also been victims of this situation. So I don't think any one of them there would like to see a situation where we return to that kind of instability. So for many of them, their contribution to politics would be in the form of trying to ensure that Fiji remains a stable country, a genuine democracy. I think that impression that many of the people living outside of Fiji do not support genuine democracy in Fiji is a bit misplaced. I think many of them support the idea of genuine democracy, freedom of the media and freedom of association and all the good things that go with genuine democracy. So the impression I got is that people are genuinely concerned about some of the issues in Fiji, you know, like media freedom, like changing some of the decrees and achieving genuine democracy for Fiji in the future. And in that way, I think they have a role to play.